Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Thursday sued Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The 108-page lawsuit filed in Florida claims the defendants maliciously conspired to publicize a false narrative that their Republican opponent was colluding with a hostile foreign sovereignty. A fire broke out at Mile High Stadium in Denver, Colorado, Thursday. It happened on the third level, and the city's fire department said in a tweet no injuries were reported. The fire department posted several photos showing large flames engulfing seats. Ukraine continues to ask world leaders for assistance in their plight from Russian invaders. President Zelensky via a translator.
The Ukrainian army has been resisting under unequal conditions. I have been repeating the same thing for a month now. To save people and our cities, Ukraine needs military assistance.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A 14-year-old died last night after falling off an amusement ride at Orlando's Icon Park. The investigation continues. Democrats in the House want to continue spending big bucks. Here's why.
House Democrats have brought forth the competitiveness bill. The bill itself is a $250 billion legislative package aimed at investing in domestic research and manufacturing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has one major problem with the bill.
If you can believe it, this bill contains a $10 billion check for Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origins, his space company. Jeff Bezos is worth about $180 billion. He wants to go to the moon. That's his business. He can afford to pay for it. Taxpayers of this country do not need to subsidize Jeff Bezos' space travel.
Sanders, speaking on his Instagram, also said there's one other part of the bill he'd like to see removed, $53 billion from microchip companies like Intel with no strings attached. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yellow taxis in New York City and Uber ride-sharing are teaming up in the Big Apple.
Uber has said it will list New York City's yellow taxis on its app, a move that could help the ride-hailing giant overcome a driver shortage in the biggest U.S. market. The city for years has been a battleground between Uber and yellow taxi drivers who have long protested against the company's technology on the grounds it disrupted the industry and limited their earnings. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
President Biden is sending mixed messaging to his actions taken against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. The president takes a question from NATO headquarters on Thursday.
What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. That's not what I said. You're playing a game with me. I know. The answer is no. I think what happens is we have to demonstrate the purpose. The single most important thing is for us to stay unified.
President Biden's administration officials over the past few months.
Our intention is to have a deterrent effect.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter.
The purpose of the sanctions, in the first instance, is to try to deter Russia from going to war.
We want them to have a deterrent effect, clearly, and he hasn't invaded yet.
The allied relationship is such that we have agreed that the deterrence effect of these sanctions is still a meaningful one.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, not only America, let's say the world, ladies and gentlemen, huh? This is where we are as we continue to watch what's happening in Ukraine. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat joins us now. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be back on with you.
Always good to be talking to you. I was especially touched by Dakota Meyer, the former Marine, recent Medal of Honor winner, who went to the border of Ukraine and Poland to see things that were happening for himself. And he said that he had an idea of what to expect, but he was totally shocked once he got there and seeing the reality of what Putin is doing to the civilians. It's just incomprehensible. And to think about what would anybody do when they're suddenly displaced? I mean, we're talking now, what, 10 million already have been displaced from their home country as a result of this war. And you imagine, you say, wow, what happened if the city of Los Angeles suddenly got attacked and they all had to displace? What would happen? I mean, the lives, babies that are born, orphans suddenly, the impact that Putin has been wreaking upon the people of Ukraine. And it's clearly, as he said, it's not about military outposts or targets. He's just going out and he's just leveling everything. And if the civilians are in the way, the heck with it, right?
Well, that's right. And I think the humanitarian toll is certainly something we need to be thinking about and considering and certainly praying for and offering. I know there are a lot of agencies and organizations who are now offering assistance and helping in a number of ways. But I think the question we need to ask as American citizens, what's fascinating to me is the fact that America turned on a dime. And all of a sudden, this is where our entire focus is, from elementary schools to in church to you name it. And I'm wondering, where was all of this when Hong Kong was being taken over by China? Where is the outcry that over 3,400 Christians have been slaughtered by jihadis in Nigeria, just as one example? Where's the outrage for the other tragedies? And just raising the question, why is all of a sudden this something America needs to be engaged in? That's just a question. What's the national security interest for America? The humanitarian issue because of this war is something that American citizens and nonprofits and charities around the world can offer up support for. But why is the United States offering military, financial, and other support from our government? Because there's no national security interest here. Or if there is, nobody's articulated it from the U.S. government.
Well, John, as you point out, national security is 24/7. And the problem is, you know, this is the challenge that we have when we go under new management every 4 to 8 years. And especially you have right now demonstrably a weakened leadership on every level. I don't care if you're talking about the White House, the military itself. The military seems to be more focused on pronouns than military readiness. The reason that we are here now is just as exactly as you said. We ignored Hong Kong. We've ignored steps along the way. You hear a manifesto from Putin. Says, hey, this is it. This is what we're doing. We're going to go. And he starts amassing soldiers at the border. And everybody thinks, oh, what's he? Is he just going to have a bar mitzvah there or something? You know, what's happening? I mean, or no, I don't even know anybody asked what's happening. They just sat there and let it happen. And so the nature of war, as you know, is that you can pay me now or pay me later. The longer you wait to answer the challenge, the more complicated, and the number of casualties increase exponentially, don't they?
Well, that's true. And I don't disagree with that. I think your assessment is correct when you're talking in general. But I think what we're watching is with regards to Mr. Biden, I find it interesting that and I want to put all this into perspective. We have the report out about a week ago from that was actually authored by Paul Sperry, who just put together all the information that's available. That we know now from 2014 through today, the Democrats working with the Ukrainian government to unseat President Trump, and Americans committing treason, and certainly some Ukrainian government officials, you can argue, committed crimes in violation of U.S. federal code. You've got corrupt leadership in the Ukraine, and my only question is, why is this worth sending more American troops, American lives and treasure to the Ukraine? I'm not buying it. This is kabuki theater. This is, we have been lied to from the get-go, and you can go back to Russia collusion, where we were told one thing and it was exactly the other thing. To COVID, now we know. Now that they, you know, Rand Paul is on the floor of the Senate, we know masks don't work. We know this is a big lie. We know this is all about control.
Yeah, the lockdowns
didn't
work.
All the
data
coming out from the DOD about all this. The point is, we're being lied to. So I don't trust that this is an earnest effort. And the fact that the entire government, the media, Sean Penn, George Soros, all jumped on the same bandwagon on one day for the Ukraine. That should raise everyone's red flag.
Well, it's a good point. The challenge we have with this, John, and I get it. I understand people are confused. I talk to people every day about this, and they are confused because of the misinformation on both sides. The propaganda that comes, you know, not only from our Defense Department, but, you know, from Russia especially. You've got, you know, their internet bots, they're out there just pilfering the internet communication channels with their narrative and their story that they want to get out. And meanwhile, you've got the media showing us every night the carnage that's taking place. And this is what is really pulling at the hearts, you know, the heartstrings of the American people. Now, I get it that people say, look at, you know, I don't think America should be, you know, the police of the world. Well, I'm not sure I go along with that. I mean, I understand where that comes from, because I think that for me, being a man of faith, I believe that God blessed this country for a particular reason, and that we need to step up and do our part. The problem is we didn't do our part early, which is what you talked about earlier. And the longer we wait, the more complicated it gets. And then you get to a situation where, you know, you don't have a choice, but you've got to put boots on the ground. And God forbid if it comes to that. But it just seems like every day more and more, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to save these millions of people that are being devastated? Because, you know, the bottom line is, you know, can this world live with a Putin or a mindset like Vladimir Putin?
Well, I think if we're living with the Z, we're living with the leaders of North Korea and Iran, we're living with them. Yes, we can live with Putin. There are many evil men out there running countries. I think the question is, why aren't we dealing with the communists and the jihadis in the United States?
Exactly.
Taking over?
Gotta go to break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We'll be right back.
fresh and independent we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we've got John Guandolo, the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent. And, you know, this is a question that's come up. You know, John is saying, what is the national security interest in Ukraine? You know, that should be the critical question that's asked about all things, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq. I mean, just go right on down the list. But meanwhile, we've got serious security interests here in the United States with open borders. I mean, John, what do we have? Over 2 million people come into the country that haven't been vetted. We don't know if they're friend or foe. And this president and his administration are flying these immigrants deep into the country late at night. I mean, obviously, it's suspicious. If Donald Trump would have done anything that approximated these kind of shenanigans, oh, my goodness, the press would be, their heads would explode. Gray matter would be all over the place. But Joe Biden gets away with it. And we're going to end up paying for it, kind of like what we're dealing with right now. You know, I said, look, we can either deal with the problem right now or we'll kick it up down the road. And when it gets a lot more complicated, and then we're not talking about just, you know, I don't know how many, you could say 100 jihadis, maybe there's 1,000 that have come in illegally, maybe there's tens of thousands for all we know. We don't know. But what are we going to deal with, you know, down the road 10 years from now? Because they have a tendency to know how to wait this out and figure when to hit America when it's most vulnerable.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think, go back to the first thing you said, what's the national security interest? And what's the duty? You know, our system of government is set up that the enumerated duties and responsibilities of the federal government is all that they have.
Mm-hmm.
They are not allowed. Everything else that's not specifically enumerated in the Constitution, they are not allowed to do, and that's left up to the states and to the people. Otherwise, if it's not specifically enumerated. And nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the American federal government is to be used for humanitarian reasons to support other people across the world just because it feels good. I know, looking at the TV and seeing this, but people have to remember, just as of a few days ago, the two worst cities in the Ukraine, the death toll from civilians was in the around 123 was the one report.
Mm-hmm.
And the total troops on both sides that have been lost are less than 2,500 in several weeks of fighting. Now, think about that in terms of just numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we put it in terms of World War II, the Allies firebombed Dresden and killed 100,000 people to break the back of the adversary in the war, because we knew we were in a war for our survival. And I'm not making a moral judgment of whether that was right or wrong. What I'm saying is it's war, it's brutal, it's ugly, but every war, and there are other wars going on right now around the world. We don't just get involved. The way we've gotten involved all over the world in the last several decades has been a misuse of our finances and a misuse of our military. And I'm specifically thinking of many of the humanitarian roles. Our military is not built to be humanitarians. We have nonprofits and NGOs that do those things. And I, as a citizen, can spend my money to support an organization to go over and render aid to citizens of the Ukraine that are trying to get out. Meanwhile, in America, you have real communists taking over cities and areas and real jihadis working together at the ground level that are taking over places like Nashville, like Columbus, like Kansas City, like Charlotte, like Dearborn, like Minneapolis, like Houston, Texas, and the list goes on and on. And we're not doing anything about this. And when you look at what this administration, but other administrations have done, but let's talk about the things you just talked about, the border, what we're doing, we are, our government is bringing illegals in, allowing them to come in, and then transporting them and paying them and putting them in communities across the country for the sole purpose of destroying the country. That's what they're doing. their international policies, their foreign policies, the fiscal policies, is all about destroying the republic. That's what they're doing. And we have got to pull our head out of our butts and realize this is what's going on. So while they're directing all of our attention to the Ukraine, Americans should just ask the question, how did this happen that all of a sudden everything in America turned hard over here and now everything's Ukraine? And we're teaching classes to elementary school children, and they're talking about it in churches, and we're writing articles. You go to any news media outlet, they've got 15 articles about Ukraine, how bad Putin is, the terrible damage, all the pictures. It's like a propaganda, you know, just...
It's a setup, John. You're exactly right. It's a setup. And the thing is, what they failed to recall is Ukraine's participation in what, at least one impeachment trial of Donald Trump, the corruption involvement with the Biden family, $1 billion. That's the other thing I've been asking our audience about. You know, Joe Biden made this big deal about signing, you know, $1 billion worth of armament last week. And I go, well, earlier on the 15th, he signed what Congress passed, Congress and Senate passed, with the ombudsman's bill, the you know, to finance our government, and Ukraine was to get something like $14.1 billion. There's been no mention of that. Where did that money go? I mean, my mind unfortunately goes to thinking, well, is the Biden family connected with that? Does he have Hunter and Jim, his brother Jim, out there peddling that $14.1 billion to see, okay, what can he get for the big guy before that money is turned over to the Ukrainians? I mean, there's no question. There's rank corruption in Ukraine, but like you said, we're getting our heartstrings pulled, and we need to understand what is our purpose. And, you know, what is our role in all this? And not to get confused, because as I said early on, what ball are we taking off, you know, our eyes off of, and something else happening? And here you are, you're saying, look at Bill, you got problems here in River City that abound that are much more severe than what's happening in Ukraine.
That's right. I mean, you've got, let's look at Minneapolis, the train wreck that is Minneapolis, and the St. Paul, the Twin Cities. The communists and jihadis are running that place. And people that deny that or don't want to talk about that don't know what's going on. But that's going on across the country, that America's being eroded from the inside. And you mentioned it, and the first minute of the show when you said, you know, our generals are more worried about pronouns than they are about fighting and winning wars. And that's exactly right. And it's across the board. The corruption, the rank corruption is so bad in the United States and in all components of the government. And that's why the work Understanding the Threat does is focused at the local level and local communities. Look, I believe, this is just me talking, that as a human being, we should be compassionate, empathetic, sympathetic with our fellow human being. And I am with the people of Ukraine. And I will support organizations that support the people, because just like in Russia during the Stalin years, and quite frankly, even during now, during the Soviet Union, the people were being harshly abused. And like in every communist system, which is totally corrupt and the elites rule and the people suffer, it's brutal. And in war, it's brutal for the Ukrainian people, and we should support them. That is not the role of the U.S. federal government. Never has been. Just because they've taken that role on and done things in the last 3 decades like this, that doesn't make it right, and it's not constitutional, and it creates grave fiscal issues. It creates grave issues in our military and our diplomatic structure, because people think this is the way it's supposed to be done, that we use our military to go, you know, give people food and help people. That's not the role of the military. We have other organizations for that, and if they're not doing it, then those organizations need to get fixed.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Thursday sued Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The 108-page lawsuit filed in Florida claims the defendants maliciously conspired to publicize a false narrative that their Republican opponent was colluding with a hostile foreign sovereignty. A fire broke out at Mile High Stadium in Denver, Colorado Thursday. It happened on the third level, and the city's fire department said in a tweet no injuries were reported. The fire department posted several photos showing large flames engulfing seats. Ukraine continues to ask world leaders for assistance in their plight from Russian invaders. President Zelensky via a translator.
The Ukrainian army has been resisting under unequal conditions. I have been repeating the same thing for a month now. To save people and our cities, Ukraine needs military assistance.
USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
With you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, and we're going to have my good friend Carl Gallups with us in just a moment. Carl has become known as the prophecy expert, critically acclaimed Amazon top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, and former decorated law enforcement officer. And we're going to take a look at current events through a biblical lens. What does it all mean here? Are we heading to the final days and the final chapter of Revelation? And Carl has been an expert in this field in looking at all the things that are being demonstrated, that are on display here. And what are we to make of this? You know, what is it about, that's going on with Ukraine and Russia? Why is it that Russia has not overtaken Ukraine already? This has been very expensive for them on many levels. What are we entering? The 30th day, and they still have not been able to overcome clearly is an outgunned army. But what everybody is seeing is the courage of leadership and the courage of the Ukrainian people and how they are fighting back. And I know many of us are praying for Ukraine, and we're praying that, God's will would be done, that God's hand of protection would be about them. And when you think about the power of Russia you know, you can't help but see it. And thank God that that we are witnessing a supernatural shield of protection upon Ukraine. And I think it's quite interesting. Here we have NATO coming together in this emergency council meeting. And, you know, and it's just unbelievable to me that, you know, that they're not moving with expediency. It's unreal, you know, that they seem to be moving so casual. It's as if it begs the question, is NATO, is America in particular, are we interested in a Ukraine victory? And it would seem that maybe we're not, as, you know, early on Joe Biden, early on Joe Biden had offered to Zelensky a way out of the country to protect his safety. But true leadership stays there till the end. And he has been an inspiration to the entire world, including America. I mean, to the point that even Americans, I mean, 75%, according to the latest Quinnipiac poll, believes that America should be supporting Ukraine. This short of boots on the ground, as they're often quick to say. But you'd be surprised how many people are even for boots on the ground because they see this as a long-term threat. But the other thing is, you've heard me say before, that we need to stop and consider is that if this is, and like all things that happen, you know, this has to be God's will. But what is the outcome of all this? Is this the next critical step in what we would say end times prophecy that leads us down to the final chapter of Revelations? Or is this an opportunity and a point of exposure for us to see, you know, who the real courageous people are? And it's also, you know, kind of an indictment on the leadership of the world, which tells us that, you know, again, if you have any connection or understanding of end time prophecy, that the nations will come together and they will surrender their authority. And it's amazing how you can see that we're not talking a quantum leap of possibility of that occurring over this situation with Ukraine, you know, complicated with, oh, yes, that's right, the pandemic. Also, that is not that far in our rearview mirror. And also, we're being told that there's another variant that's on its way. So that's in the front windshield, you know, coming soon and very soon. Interesting that it would be coincidental with the midterm election, oh, by the way. But that aside, the opportunity is for us to pause and consider, okay, what is God doing here? And I know America, the world is praying for Ukraine, and here they are able to withstand this. Now, the only people that is in it for the victory and believes they can win are the Ukrainians, it would seem. America doesn't think they were going to win. I mean, all they're trying to do is, hey, let's mitigate the devastation and the ruins that are taking place in Ukraine. Let's work out a compromise with someone who's already been accused of war crimes. So how does that happen, right? You accuse him, and this is a serious accusation when you accuse anybody of war crimes, because we know how the international community handles that, and it will not fare well. Now, will this put Putin in a position of desperation? Will this back him in a corner to where he says, okay, what have I got to lose? Are we going to force that hand? And if that is the case, then I believe it behooves NATO, particularly the United States, to make sure that they have a plan. As John Guandolo had said earlier, it pivots all around national security. But when you get to the point where you're so far down the road, you know, you've got to make reactive decisions. And sadly, what happened, because our military experts, who we know have been off point and distracted, they've been focusing on other things like pronouns and critical race theory in the military, though they say they have not been. But they seem to be very disfocused instead of you know, pursuing peace instead of being mindful of these things. I mean, it's not like Putin just decided to go and invade Ukraine 2 weeks ago. I mean, this has been a long time coming, almost a year, that he's been amassing forces. And so wondering, you know, what's going on here. So it's rather rather disturbing and frustrating. And we can look back, you know, and think, okay, what else do we do here? But looking back, you know, we missed that opportunity. And this is amazing, you know, what happens, because it's all a matter of timing and we miss it. And it's the same thing when it comes to the prophetic. There are certain things that must happen consistent with God's will and his timing. And that's why people of faith especially have to be so sensitive and clued in and aligned with the hand of God. Otherwise, we're going to get left in the dust here. Obviously, as you can tell right now, we're having a little bit of a challenge getting a hold of our guest, Carl Gallups, and obviously some technical problems. But I assure you that we will have him right after this segment, and in the next segment, we'll have him, and he'll be able to, you know, bring some weight to the questions that we have right now in terms of, you know, what is God? What is God doing here? Is this a critical, pivotal step to end time prophecy? Is this what we're looking? Is this a fulfillment? Things that we've been warned about? Because this is what prophecy is all about. Prophecy gives us a warning. You know, we know overall roughly 66% of what God had already prophesied, said was going to happen. He knows the beginning from the end. About 66% is what took place, is what's taken place. So, 100%. So what do you think his batting average will be when it comes to the last third? Very likely 100% again, or 1,000% if you want to put it in those terms. You know, God's not going to, he's not going to miss a beat here. He knows exactly the timing. He only knows the timing and exactly how it's to come about. But we've been foretold, we've been forewarned as to what will happen. And we knew ever since Israel became a nation in 1948, you've heard me say this before, and I just believe, and this I believe was revealed to me by God, that the hour hand of the prophetic clock has been set. And what's been passing since then are minutes and seconds, catapulting us to the final chapter of Revelations and a new heaven and new earth. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from Carl Gallups on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
You know, this is what we love about our faith, because we serve a God of hope. And he tells us clearly not to lose hope. Maybe, you know, as Danny Gokey sings, we just haven't seen it yet. But we'll keep our eyes open and keep looking for that higher calling and God's hand upon our lives and the issues of the world. Carl Gallups joins us now. Yes, we were able, through modern technology, able to get connected, thank God. Carl, I, you know, I'm panting for time. I'm trying to put on my Carl Gallups hat and mindset. In fact, I even told our audience that that you and you only knew the definition of a woman, and so they just couldn't wait for you to come on.
Yeah, no, I just hey, it's good to see you. Well, according to the Supreme Court Justice wannabe, even biologists don't know. And according to USA Today, they defended her. I think it was USA Today.
Yeah,
good came man. Back into. Yeah, I came back and defended her and said, oh, yeah, even biologists don't know. And this is where we've gone, brother. Listen, let me just put it like this. The United Nations Global Population Report, the latest one, they've indicated that we have right at 8 billion people. And the shocking statistic to me was, no tongue-in-cheek, no sarcasm, I'm serious, that the entire 8 billion was broken down between male and female, and it was almost 50-50. 8 billion people, and it was almost exactly even, the number of males and females. But what gets me is they didn't even hint that there might be any other gender besides male and female. And as a matter of fact, out of 8 billion people, there are only XXs and XYs. And so a female has XX genetics in the chromosome. And it's really easy. And, of course, we can go to kindergarten cop, and I don't know if I can even say the biological words over the air, but what the little boy says,
yes.
Girls have this and boys have that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way it happens, and you know. But for now, I mean, even a purported Supreme Court justice, a nominee that has been said by everyone that she's so intelligent,
demonstrated that maybe not so much if you can't understand even your own sex. And interestingly enough, Carl, on a month that is the month of women history, right? So I guess next year that women history is just going to go and it's non-existent, according to all these brainiacs that do not know, you know, what a woman is.
Yeah, well, listen, the liberals are proving themselves to be women haters. And I mean, I hate the label, but good gosh, they're doing it to themselves.
Right.
A man that takes some drugs and has some surgery, and he goes on a women's swim team and wins all the records, and the women libbers cheer him on. What about the women? What
yes,
about
exactly.
the biological women whose lives right. and futures are being crushed and destroyed by an XY DNA male? I don't
right.
care how many dresses you put on, how long his hair is, how much drugs you give him, he is not a woman. But listen, back to this KJB, the Supreme Court nominee. I call her KJB just because
yes,
her name's
I think
so
we
long.
All do.
But
yep, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, I hope she becomes that irrelevant that we even forget those initials pretty soon. But here's the deal. Yeah, they claim she's so intelligent. Let me show you how idiotic she is and unintelligent she is. Now, these, because of her own words, I'm not, again, trying to be hateful. This is just her own words. So she says, in one sentence, she says, Roe v. Wade is, quote, settled law for a woman to have an abortion. No, two things wrong with that. Number one, no Supreme Court ruling is ever a settled law. If
exactly.
it was, we would still have slavery and Jim Crow, which, by the way, her party is responsible for both of those.
Exactly.
So thank God Supreme Court rulings are not settled law. In fact, Supreme Court cannot make law at all. Congress can. And then they interpret it within its Supreme Court boundaries. Now, why does a preacher know this, but a Supreme Court nominee justice doesn't know this? Why is that? And then she says Roe v. Wade is settled law for a woman to have an abortion. Then she's asked, what's the definition of a woman? She says, I don't know.
Yeah,
and we need a biologist, and the media jumps in.
And John Kennedy asked her, stopped her in her tracks.
Don't know.
Yeah, and John Kennedy stopped her in her tracks. Says, when does life begin? She didn't have an answer for that.
Of course not. Of course not. So this is my point. She is either an ignoramus, or a abject liar. And neither one of these, we don't need her. I don't care that she's black. I don't care that she's a woman. I would love to see another woman justice. I don't care if it's black male, black woman. It doesn't matter. We just need somebody on there who loves America, loves the rule of law, loves the constitutional concept, and is willing to be a constitutional justice.
Carl,
I'm all for it.
You know, the problem I have is that if you went into her court, she'd make you raise your right hand and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And here she is before the people, and she can't even follow her own dictum that she makes everybody respond to. See, this is what gives us added perception that we live in a multi-tiered justice system, that judges can come in and obfuscate and misrepresent and lie to us about their positions. Look, she's probably going to get nominated because there's enough Democrats that'll get her, you know, get her on the other side, and most people are willing to accept, okay, you're just, you know, you got a liberal judge going out, liberal judge coming in, but people need to go and with their wise eyes wide open, understand that she is an activist. She's an ideologue, clearly, and that's what she exposed herself. But, and the reason I take challenge to that is because, if you remember, in her opening speech, she was talking like as if she was a Scalia, like she was an originalist, that she was for the Constitution. And then you start seeing her court records and you go, I don't think so.
No, and then just listen to her talk. And the thing is that she is more than an ideologue. What is the word? She's a flaming liberal activist. You use the word activist because when they asked her, what's the definition of a woman? Well, she also proved herself to be scientifically illiterate.
Right.
What do you mean you don't know and you can't know and even a biologist can't know? What do you mean? For 10,000 years of human history, we've known.
Yes.
Why is it all of a sudden we don't? It's because of the political speech, the political mantra, the political correctness, the social norms, the social construct has changed in the last 5 years, and so she's going to flow with a social construct change to the point that she rejects biological scientific truth, rejects what the United Nations, one of the most liberal globalist institutions on the planet, just did the population report and said, look, there's only two genders on the whole planet.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, Carl, you see, this is all part and parcel of where we're headed here. And I wanted you to address as a prophecy expert.
Yeah.
We were warned. We were told in Isaiah, whoa, that day when evil is called good, good called evil, the world is upside down. It's on its head. And here we are heading to the final chapter of Revelation. So tell our audience what you're seeing right now and how Ukraine and Russia is playing into this.
Yeah, well, listen, the Bible says truth will be thrown to the ground. The Bible says lawlessness will prevail, and that word law means both man's law and God's law, and all the scholars understand it that way. So God's word is being thrown to the ground. Even man's law is being thrown to the ground. KJB is throwing it all over the place, for example. Ukraine, Russia. I mean, well, I could do an hour on this. We've only got minutes. But the bottom line is there are scriptures that do speak, more than likely, according to the vast majority of scholars, to Russia being a major player in stirring up what we would know as a World War III in the last days. Yeah. Well, that's what almost everybody with any knowledge is saying. This could turn. This is how world wars are made. This could turn into a World War III. And I want to say this to you, audience. There's only one book on the whole planet that speaks of all of the things that are happening right now, even the derangement of mind, depravity of mind, not knowing what a girl or a boy is, only one book. And it's not the Quran. It's not the Hindu Vedas. It's not the teachings of Buddha. It's the Word of God. Thousands of years ago, it was written that these days were coming. We're the first generation to see them. We're living in very prophetic times.
Carl, a tweet that you put out I thought was quite provocative and insightful. I pay attention to numbers, and we got about a minute and a half left, and I don't know if we have enough time to break this down.
I can do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, the date that World War, I'm just going to say it for this, your audience can look it all up and do the math, and it's all correct. I've double-checked it, triple-checked it, it's correct. The date that World War I started, take the month, the day, and the year, and break the year into, you know, to a half. In other words, if it's 1918, that's a 19 and an 18. All right. The date World War II started and the date Ukraine and Russia started, each one of them, when you add up the digits of those dates, come out to the number 68. Mm-hmm. All three of them do.
World War One, World War Two, and the invasion of Ukraine.
Yes, 68. Now, when you have 6-8, 6-8, 6-8 running down the column, you notice that take that number in half. The first number is 6. You got 6-6-6. Then you have 8-8-8. All Bible scholars know that the Bible says number 666 is the number of the mark of the beast. It's the number of the beast. It's the number of man. Mm-hmm. But the number 888 has been known for thousands of years to be the number that represents the reign of Jesus Christ. I mean, brother, it's like, oh my gosh, we're the only generation to be the generation known as the generation of world wars. Now we're on the brink of number 3. Look at the dates all of them started. They all add up to the number 68.
Check it out for yourself, Lee. We got to leave it right there. Carl Gallups, thank you, my friend. Godspeed.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
Strong Neck Heating Pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. The final.